AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's office says a second round of talks with Russia about the war in Ukraine has begun in neighboring Belarus. Russian forces have seized a strategic Ukrainian port and besieged another in a bid to cut the country off from the sea. Fighting has sent more than 1 million people fleeing over Ukraine's borders. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Philip Grandi says international solidarity over Ukraine has been heartwarming.
But nothing can replace the need for the guns to be silenced, for dialogue and diplomacy to succeed. Peace is the only way to halt this tragedy.
Ukraine's Zelensky has called for Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet him, salting the proposal with sarcasm. He said, "Sit down with me to negotiate and not just at 30 meters," apparently referring to recent photos of Putin sitting at one end of an extremely long table when he met with French President Emmanuel Macron. Faced with threats of withdrawals and growing animosity in the athletes' village in Beijing, organizers of the Winter Paralympics reversed course and expelled athletes from Russia and Belarus. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and U.S. states have agreed to a new settlement of opioid lawsuits. The deal would require members of the Sackler family who own the drug maker to pay $5.5 billion to $6 billion in cash. That's at least $1.2 billion more than previously agreed on. They also apologized. In exchange, they're protected from lawsuits. A bankruptcy judge must still approve the deal. The Supreme Court ruled Kentucky's Republican Attorney General may continue defending a restriction on abortion rights that had been struck down by lower courts. The underlying issue in this case is a blocked state law that abortion rights supporters say would have effectively banned a standard abortion method in the second trimester of pregnancy. This is AP News. New developments for people wanting to buy a house.
First, the good news. Mortgage rates are still historically low, down to 3.7% this week for a 30-year fixed. Now the bad news. Higher prices and rising interest rates will make it even harder for Americans to buy a new home. Home prices have shot up about 14% in the past year and as much as 30% in some cities. Higher costs for nearly everything have wiped out Americans' pay raises, and the Fed is on track to raise borrowing rates as it battles inflation. The supply of houses was limited even before the pandemic began in 2020. I'm Rita Foley.
It's been travel chaos in London. About 10,000 transport workers walked off their jobs for a second day this week, leaving almost all subway lines in London suspended or severely disrupted. Picket lines are up. The dispute is over jobs, pensions, and working conditions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.